Yeah, got a new show for y'all.
Got a damn good show.
Damn good show. All right, so this, I'm going to tell you about this high school.
In Chicago, right?
Yeah, and it's let me give y'all some backstory on this.
Yeah.
So it's this dude who identifies as a girl, right? See where I'm going with this? He goes in the girls' restroom, and girls are complaining because he keeps exposing himself to the girls in the restroom.
Well, he's allowed to do this. It's not a penis at that point. It's a clitoris because it's how you
identify. Hey, can I get serious on this?
I'm just saying, man, stop being homophobic. I'm tired of this, man. Tired of this.
So girls are getting tired of this dude.
No, man, that's a woman. You know what, man? I'm not conservative anymore. Your heart's full of hate.
Kev, come on, man. Get real.
I'm serious on that.
Kev, get serious on this.
No, I'm liberal Kevin today. I'm far left Kevin. Where my gay flag at?
Hey, Kev, come on. Right? So these girls confront him.
Yeah.
And this is what happens. So they get to fighting, and this is, I got to blur this out because YouTube, you can't show violence or whatever.
Yeah.
So you can just cut it off now.
Yeah.
So he ends up beating up two girls.
Yeah. Which is, you know what? I mean, if y'all want this to change, the woman is going to have to step up. You're going to have to fight back.
Not literally fight back.
No, you're going to have to. Because Democrats, they're not going to change unless the people of that city stand up against them. Y'all outnumber Democrats like 1,000,000 to 1. What? All you got to do is stand up to them.
Yeah.
All women have to stand up. If you want these men to get out of y'all's locker rooms, out of y'all's bathrooms, you got to stand up for yourselves.
Yeah, but the school, this is that post from the school. This is that statement. And I don't know why all these schools, statement from Martin Luther King High School. Why is that all the Martin Luther King High Schools just riddled with violence? Every Martin Luther King highway ever drove down, mm-hmm. prostitutes everywhere.
Yeah.
You know that?
Yeah. Martin Luther King's got to be turning his grave. These sorry
Kevin, ass- Shut up. Let me read the statement. We are able to verify that the student involved no longer will be attending King High School.
Oh, that's a relief.
So if they was fine when he was a girl and he could go into women's restrooms and exposing himself to kids, yeah. all that was fine until he beat some girls up.
Yeah. That's saying something.
Right? And so they had a school board meet, and this girl, she had this response. This is what she said, school board.
Ladies and gentlemen, and only ladies and gentlemen it is and shall always be. Why are we affirming the mental confusion of this boy and putting the safety of women in jeopardy by allowing mentally confused men to use the women's spaces? What about the true girls like myself who are female down to our DNA? Why don't we ever get a say in whether or not we are comfortable with this? The truth is, we aren't. The majority of us aren't, and yet nothing has been done to protect the safety of these women.
So that's a rational, logical mm-hmm. argument.
Yeah. I tell you why they didn't stand up to this, because that's the way Democrats think, man, is divide and conquer. Break us up in little groups for a vote. They don't care about if they divide this country or bring this country together. The whole goal, the whole purpose, the whole motivation is divide us in little groups for a vote. They don't really care about the American culture or its citizens. All they care about is that vote.
Yeah, there's a lot of women went and voted for that, though.
Man.
And you know what's crazy? Okay, she had a logical argument, right?
It was rational.
Mm-hmm. Got a good head on the shoulders.
Yeah.
If you don't have a good head on your shoulders, you think this is fine.
Yeah.
Right? Listen, here's another school board meeting. I think this is up in San Francisco. Watch how this trans person reacts. And watch her.
Well, keep it San Francisco.
That is the capital of the universe.
Yeah, but that's the thing. That statements, the way of thinking, it's not logical.
Yeah.
Watch it. Whatever it is.
That is what the trans genocide in this country, in this city, has brought me to.
Let it out. There you go. You're going to feel so much better. Let it out.
To us. I hate you, Board of
Not logical, not rational. That's insane. Virtually all these people that believe in this gender ideology, they are literally nuts.
Yeah.
You have to be to believe in this stuff.
You see the distinction. They like to, every time they want to speak, they like to misrepresent what's actually going on.
She referred genocide. To
genocide. Nobody's rounding up homosexuals, LGBTQ people, and putting them in concentration camps and gassing them. That's not even happening.
That's what I said. They live in a false sense of reality.
Yeah.
And then to protect that false sense of reality, they make up another false sense of reality.
Yeah.
Make up this trans genocide.
A misrepresentation.
Yeah. So people will feel sorry for you.
Yeah.
I don't know why people bought your first sense of reality. Mm. I don't know why they buy this trans genocide. But there's people that fall for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Screaming all in my damn ear. And then what's his face? What's that chick? I'm gonna play the video right here.
The question, you've always represented so much throughout your entire career about access and, you know, being able to do stuff. And I hate to put one more thing on your plate, but there are a number of states who are aggressively moving to prevent transgender athletes playing. And I was wondering, again, I hate to put one more thing on your plate, but in terms of on your radar, where is that? You're going to have a tremendous platform, but where is that going to be on your radar in terms of advocating for, you know, athletes, all athletes, transgender athletes, to be able to play?
Oh, I mean, that ranks high on the list of things that I'll be fighting for and speaking up against. You know, everyone deserves the right to play. Everyone deserves the right to come here, sit in these seats, and feel safe and not feel like there's a threat or they can't be who they are or like it's just all eyes on them. I think it's a crime, honestly, to separate someone for any reason. So I definitely will be speaking up against that legislation and those laws that are trying to be passed, for sure.
They should have kept your black ass in Russia.
How you?
She wants to, obviously, she wants to be a man, and she sees herself as a man. I've seen her with her shirt off. She has absolutely no tits. Her chest like my chest. No, not like my chest. Her chest is like flat. She just got nipples.
Your chest like your chest when you was 12.
Yeah.
It was flat.
Right when I hit puberty, when I had gynecomastia going, my nipples were swollen. That's what her chest looked like.
So she thinks it's okay for men who identify as women to be in women's sports.
I can't wait till men take over the WNBA. I'm going to watch it then, because at least I can see a bitch dunk on somebody. I can't wait till that day comes. I cannot wait, and I'm gonna support it like a. I'm gonna buy a jersey. I'm gonna go to. I'm gonna be a season ticket holder. I'm gonna be on the front row. Hey. Yeah, you people are real women. That's what I'm talking about. That's a mean crossover. I can't wait.
You can't call it the WNBA. You can't call it the WNBA anymore.
What you gonna call it?
You gotta call it the circus.
That's a damn good show. Damn good show. Damn good show. Call it the W Circus.
No, I just call it the Circus.
How about the TBA?
What's that?
Trans Basketball Association. That's a good one.
Yeah, TBA, and it's filmed by Circus Promotions.
Ringling Brothers and Transgenders.